All right, thank you very much, Greg Hallbleib. 71-51, Wichita State, the victor over Illinois State's Redbirds, who settled for runner-up here at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. We are now joined by Associate Head Coach Luke Yaklich. Luke, a tough start, and just could not recover from that against a very, very good team.
Yes, give them credit first, Dick. They're a fabulous team. Fabulous, and there's obviously, hey, they have every opportunity in the world to win a couple games in the NCAA tournament. They can shoot the ball. They're physical inside. You know, we had 20 fouls today from our 4 and 5 men, you know, and they punish you on the inside. They make you pay for mistakes. And the thing that you have to do against them, and you have to do it well, is you have to maintain your offensive rhythm and balance, and you have to make shots. So that's they put so much pressure on you to execute on the offensive end of the floor, and today we executed. You know, we had 10 turnovers.
Right.
10 turnovers. And just couldn't make shots.
Well, they're definitely, in my opinion, a top 20 team.
Without question.
But it's a simple game. If you can't make shots, you can't win.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, everything else was fairly even.
Yeah, you look good when the ball goes in.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt, Mike. And to their credit, their length, their size, athleticism and strength all combined. And then, you know, the pressure of being down 8-10, as you said, Dick, puts more and more added pressure on the execution of making shots. And Coach says it best, and we haven't said this a lot this year, but we picked a bad day to have a bad day. And at 29% for the game, if you looked at it after the game, before the game, it said you're gonna get 14 offensive rebounds. You're going to be down one on the boards at the end of the game. I'd say, all right, it's probably a game down the last 5 minutes. And, you know, you never anticipate the shooting performance that we had today. It was tough.
It becomes simple, as Mike said, when you make shots. It's not so simple to get makeable shots, especially against Wichita State, but you did that, didn't you, especially early in the game?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely, first half. Dick, when we went in the locker room and thought down eight, we make shots the second half, it's there, and it never came. Disappointing, obviously, because, you know, you work, obviously, all year for this moment, and, again, we had an abysmal shooting performance today.
Sometimes the brown thing doesn't go in the round thing. And if it doesn't, it makes every other part of the game much more difficult. I thought we defended well. I thought we rebounded okay. Just it did not make shots.
Right. I mean, they shot 38%. They did. And we lose the rebounding battle by one. Then from three, you know, where they do damage, we make seven. They make seven. We make six. Gosh, it's so frustrating.
Defending them without fouling and without getting key guys in foul trouble, that you knew coming into the game was important.
Yeah, those fouls that we had early on in the game, Dick, for sure, it changes, you know, rotations. It changes your defensive approach for how you want to do certain things. All in all, they played a great game. They played very, very well today. We shot horribly, and at the end of the day, that is the most significant.
You knew coming into this game that there was little room for error.
Yeah, you just they put pressure on you to execute on the offensive end. You have to score with them a little bit because of their depth and their ability to score in the post, Dick. They can score from the free throw line, and they make threes. So when you score from all three of those levels, it just puts pressure on you, and we missed shots today. And they made them, to their credit. They're Valley champions. And, you know, hopefully our body of work is good enough to be announced in another week from today.
And that's going to be a long week for all of us.
Long week for sure. no doubt. Nice run down here, and obviously not the performance that we expected today. But we thank all the Redbird fans for coming down today in force. Wish we could have given a little bit more to cheer about on the offensive end. But we played hard, we competed, we did make shots.
And you won 27 out of 33 games this year.
Yep.
That's a good effort.
Oh, Mike,
the team should be rewarded.
It's been we certainly feel that way. It's been a pleasure to coach these guys. I know I speak for our entire coaching staff. They're awesome. They're great representatives of what we want things to be about here. And
what was your line? It's a bad day.
We picked a bad day to have a bad day.
That pretty much sums her up.
It does.
It's frustrating now, of course, because there's absolutely nothing you can do about the NCAA selection committee and what decision it makes. And you can watch other games and follow other tournaments and see who else is at in position to get an at-large. But to me, that's just frustration. I don't even want to do any of that.
No, you spin in circles, you know. Yeah. You want to flip channels and watch the ticker at the bottom of the page. But you got to let all that stuff go, and we'll probably take a couple days off. And obviously, got our last week here before spring break for our guys, so it's a big week academically. And get back in the gym and get better.
The players, I mean, we can't help but think of how they're handling this emotionally. It's pretty tough.
That's a tough locker room, obviously, to walk into. You know, Paris wanted this, Tony wanted this, Deontay. All our guys wanted it. Paris and Tony and Deontay, you know, they've been through those battles for 4 years. And you just want it so bad as a coach for them.
Was evident watching those guys play.
Yes. And, you know, they just, their frustration is just, you know, exemplified and magnified when those shots don't go in, because they're shots they've made all year long. They didn't go in today. So we leave it at that, and we get better next week, and we cross our fingers that the selection committee makes the right decision, puts us in, because we believe, as Mike said, that 27-6 record, I think, holds a lot of weight.
Yep. So, hopefully so. Either way, you know you're playing again. And
correct.
So it's back to work after, as you said, a couple of days off. Luke, it's been so fun following this team.
It has been.
A great weekend here in St. Louis until this game.
Yep.
We'll look forward to some good things ahead.
Till we meet again. You got it, Dick. We're looking forward to postseason basketball. And, again, thanks to all the Redbird fans who came out this year to Redbird Arena, traveled with us on the road, and the thousands of people that came down to St. Louis this weekend. We truly appreciate it. Our guys, really, really, it means a bunch to our players and coaching staff.
It was inspiring to see that sea of red over there across the floor. Thanks to Luke Yaklich, associate head coach for the Illinois State Redbirds, who fell here to Wichita State. 71-51 was the final score. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on Redbird Review after we pause for this on the WJBC Country Financial Illinois State Radio Network.